Hello, sports fanatics. Welcome to Martin's Hot Sports Topics. This is where we like to discuss some of the things happening in the sports world, from the biggest stage to the smallest of practices. We're here to talk about them. I'm here to introduce our guests. Joining us for this talk today is Brandon Garcia and Jake Marsh, both students at Orange Grove High School who know a thing or two about sports as well. Glad you could join us today.
No problem.
All right, let's get started. Brandon, with Super Bowl 53 just being concluded, what's your take on it? Why do you think the Patriots were able to come out on top and crown themselves world champions?
Well, I thought the Patriots, they had a great defensive plan, and they executed it. The Rams, too. I mean, as you could tell, the game wasn't really a high-score game, and they considered it boring. But if you're into defense, then this was a game to watch. And I just thought on that, the touchdown play that the Patriots got, they were able to execute it, and the Rams just came out flat that drive, and that's why they were able to come out top again and dominate.
What about you, Jake?
Well, for me, I'd have to say it was a great job coaching by Bill Belichick. He's a football genius, defensive mind. You give him 2 weeks, and it's going to be really hard for any offense in the league. I don't care who you are. Come out there and go ball out.
Interesting take on it, you guys. Now, let's get into an important question that is pretty open for debate. Tom Brady, a now 6-time Super Bowl champion, has brought home more Vince Lombardi trophies than 30 NFL franchises. He also set a new NFL record for most Super Bowl wins by a player and has a 6-3 record all-time in his 9 appearances. Jake, do you think he is the greatest of all time?
If we're talking about quarterbacks, I believe he is probably the greatest quarterback of all time, but a football player, no, because football is a offensive and defensive game. Tom Brady hasn't played a snap on defense, but if we're talking about quarterbacks, yeah, I got to go with Tom Brady.
Well, Brandon, do you think he has cemented his legacy with the Patriots?
Oh, for sure. I mean, if you're, you have more rings and Vince Lombardi trophies than 30 NFL franchise, then that I think that says enough about what you've done for that legacy and that dynasty.
Cool. Okay, let's talk about the Rams real quick. As many people know, they were a team that were led by a third-year quarterback in Jared Goff and a running back in Todd Gurley. How do you think the future looks for the young and talented team coming out of Los Angeles?
I'll take this one. I think they got a bright future ahead of them. I don't think either one of them has reached their peak yet, and they're just going to continue to grow. And I know they got stuff in their basement since they have this loss, and they're going to come out next year on fire. Nothing's going to stop them.
Anything you'd like to add, Jake?
Yeah, for sure. Just like Brandon said, I'm going to kind of piggyback on him. They're a very young team. You know, Todd Gurley from Georgia, he's a dog. You know, Jared Goff playing over there at, California, University of Cal, whatever. Yeah, he's a dog too. You know, they're really good, led by a young coach, Sean McVay, 32 years old. Yep, they've got a very bright future ahead of them.
All right, one final question regarding football. Who is y'all's favorites for Super Bowl 54? Great answers all around. Now let's shift our focus from the NFL to the NBA, but right after this commercial break. Welcome back. Now, thanks to ESPN, we have some current news to talk about regarding the Golden State Warriors and the entire league as a whole because of the All-Star game about to take place in Charlotte. Brandon, as a basketball player, do you think the Warriors are huge favorites again to win the NBA championship in June?
I think so, yeah. I mean, they're a very dominant team, and I don't think no one's coming out to stop them. I mean, the Rockets are playing with style right now, but Kobe Bryant said style doesn't win games, and I just think no one can compete with them right now, and LeBron and the Lakers are going downhill since he's hurt, but you can't ride LeBron all the way to the championship every year.
And do you agree with him, Jake?
Yeah, of course. 5 All-Stars and on one team, you know, that's, of course, no one's going to beat you.
Especially with the new addition of DeMarcus Cousins, a guy who has been to multiple All-Star games in the past. He has finally been activated to come back to play after a year-long injury with his Achilles. Brandon, how do you think the team will react to his return, and how do you think the rest of the league will fare against them?
I think his return to the team would be a help, but, I mean, everyone knows that DeMarcus Cousins is bad with technicals and stuff, so, I mean, if opponents are getting in his head, then I don't think he's as valuable as he really is or should be, And I just think that will slow him down. But if he could keep his head straight, then other teams are in big trouble for this upcoming season.
Nice take on it, Brandon. Now, Jake, the 2019 NBA All-Star Game is less than 2 weeks away. And the only thing we know for sure at the moment is that is who the two captains are for the game, and they are LeBron James and Giannis Antetokounmpo. But we do know as well who the starters and reserves will be. However, the rosters for both teams have yet to be set. Does this year look like it is going to be interesting in North Carolina come February 17th?
Yeah, the All-Star Game is kind of just a fun event, you know. Everybody just comes out, has fun. It's not really a really big game. But I do think Luka, you know, he got snubbed. Not being in that game, for sure.
Well, very interesting take on it. One final question before we go to break. Jake, who is the best basketball player you know?
Oh my, bro, easy, it's Brandon.
Dude. All right, we'll be right back. For our listeners out there, if you're still listening, thank you for staying. We actually not just want to switch sports, but switch the level of the sport. We are going to be talking about high school track and tennis here in Orange Grove. We'll start off with Jake. Now, as a fellow runner on the team, are there any major expectations for this upcoming season?
Yeah, of course. Any sport you play in high school, you probably want to do the best you can, you know. I'm doing track to get faster for football, but of course I'm still going to go out there every track meet and do my best, compete. Try to get first in everyone's, as you know, the champ, Jake Trevino will.
Brandon, even though you don't run track, do you think the team will be able to handle the long and grueling season that will span all the way from February to May?
Oh, for sure. We have a bulldog heart, you know. We're always grinding. And we got, you know, Young Bucks always out there grinding. And everyone in Orange Grove knows that we just go out there and compete, give it our all. And whatever the outcome is, we're ready to bounce back the next day.
I'm guessing Young Buck is Jake?
Yeah, he is.
And it actually says on your schedule that your first meet will be in Odom on February 16th. That's awfully close to today. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Sure.
Well, regardless, I think you and the rest of the Bulldogs and the Lady Bulldogs will do great.
Thank you. It's appreciated.
Brandon, with basketball almost done, tennis for you is just revving up. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Awesome. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but you played varsity last year in 2018. Is that the goal, or do you have any specific goals for your season?
I played varsity last year. I'm just not really out there, like, having, like, real goals, but I just want to go out there and compete because I'm just a competitor. But if I did have a goal, I'd probably just go farther than what we did last year on varsity and just 2 rounds, maybe go 3, see where we could get.
Let me just say something real quick. From multiple kids saying, the tennis season has already started. Do you feel like it may affect how you play once you go to your first tournament?
Nah, I don't think so. I got a little rust. I know everyone does coming back from a sport, and everyone's just got to rub it off. And once I rub it off, then I think I'll be fine. I'll be ready to roll.
Okay. Jake, do you ever see yourself playing tennis in high school?
No, probably not.
Why is that?
Well, you know, track... I always do track. I've been doing track since junior high, you know, and track and tennis during the same season. And I just probably focus on running instead of hitting ball with a racket.
Well, I believe we have covered everything we have wanted to for our first podcast. Brandon, Jake, good luck on your upcoming seasons, and thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedules to come be with me. Means a lot to me.
It was our pleasure. That was actually a lot of fun. Let us know if you need to do this again so we can be a part of your second episode.
Yeah, for sure. Wouldn't mind doing this again.
We'll see. It might be a while till then, but you two will be the first ones we contact if we ever do this a second time. Well, signing off here with Brandon and Jake, I'm Martin, and we'll see you next time on Martin's Hot Topics.